to David's Talk Show. This is going to be our second episode, and I'm so happy to be able to have the opportunity to even make a second episode into this. Before I start out, I want to say this podcast, at the moment of this recording, is available now on Spotify. Visit it on Spotify. I believe the link will be available here on Anchor, but I'm not sure. So visit on Spotify, David's Talk Show. Make sure to be very character specific. And also, I'm going to also need you to search through many of it, because since this is not a big podcast yet, hopefully not yet, it's not a very big podcast. It's jumbled under a whole bunch of other podcasts that are promoted and that are advertised. So please look carefully if you guys have Spotify. And I believe it's available for free without Spotify Premium. So visit it at any time, or just continue to listen here on Anchor. The second episode of David's Talk Show will start now. Part I want to cover today as our second episode. I'm so excited, as you can hear. Second episode of our talk show is the news coming in. I'm going to address the NPR says car speeds into crowd of ICE protesters outside detention facility. If you remember, those who listened to the first episode, if you haven't, you feel free to tune in to the first episode before you want to get into this one, but it's okay. It's not a really segment thing, it's something that it's not something that you have to watch by episode, and it's not something you have to watch by episode, but you know, I recommend you guys to go back if you want to watch and listen into the first one, as the first episode is a introductory kind of thing to our talk show. So what I was talking about is the hate. When one group or when one person decides to hate, what I was discussing in the first episode is that hate is a plague. It's a disease. It moves around, and fast. It spreads, especially when it's a group of people. Now, that plague infects, no matter if you are the person spreading it, you might even get affected heavily more. Let's say you're the one, let's say you have the flu, and you are, the flu contagious, right? And I gave the flu, let's say you gave the flu to your friend, right? You decided to give the flu to your friend. Now, hate, right? I'm putting this all into figurative terms. The flu, right? You end up being more sick with the flu than you were before you started spreading it around. That's what hate is, all right? I wanted to put it into a figurative term. That's what happens. And that's what's happening. When one group hates something, or when a person hates, it's going to spread, and rapidly. And it's sad that it's a point where that's happening, you know? And I'm speaking of this right now. It says, correctional officer allegedly drove pickup truck into group of peaceful press protesters. That's by Newsweek. Credit to Newsweek. And it says, he, quote, ran us over. That's the spread. And then when someone reads the stories, you might think there's no hope. There's no cure for this. There's no way to solve this. But there is. And like I was describing in the last episode, you can do something to stop it. You can go out and start showing love towards others. You can go out and knock on your neighbor's door and start sharing. Let's say if they're in need, start sharing. And you can be the bigger person. Another part is that age shouldn't be a boundary. Shouldn't limit you. If you are a kid, if you are an adult, that shouldn't affect you in any way or stop you. Or it shouldn't be an obstacle, for spreading love, from stopping you. Something as simple as giving a food basket to your neighbor or friend or family You know, somebody else could be watching around the corner or looking from the window of your house, and take that as an example, you know, where they actually are motivated to start doing something like that. So even, and it takes, you know, a bigger person to do it even when nobody is watching as well. You know, take the initiative out of your time to do that. Even if no one's watching, because even if no one's watching, you know, somebody can say, oh, look, blank brought me a food basket, or blank brought me a bag of clothes. And, you know, and it's, we all have a responsibility. We all have a role that we can take up if we wanted to, you know. It's not, we kind of build our own obstacles when we all have the opportunity to stop this, to stop such anger, to stop such, you know, melancholy, you know. We can actually do something, you know, and actually have hope that it's going to stop, and not just walk around believing that it's going to continue, you know. We can all do something. This is not something that can't be stopped. We all have, you know, the opportunity to do it. We all have that opportunity to start making a change in the world. And it starts by little and start building up. And I hope that, like, again, I said in the last episode, that something like this that I'm addressing right now will make a big difference. You know, even if one or two or three are listening, I hope it makes a difference. And, you know, eventually, if you start by your community and then start going nationwide and worldwide, I don't know, but, you know, you can start. We all can start in some way or another. And I was saying in the last episode about our freedom of expression, our freedom of, you know, our democracy here, we have to be thankful that we have that. As, you know, again, if you don't feel right with something, you can always protest, or you can go to your local senator or state representative, you know. But, you know, in other nations, in other countries, you know, that doesn't have the democracy that we do, people wish they had the opportunity that we do, you know? People wish, you know? And we have this opportunity, and we don't take advantage of it. We have the opportunity to protest, to speak up, to do something, to even be outside and do something like that. And other people wish they had that opportunity, wish they were close to that. You know, they pray every night. They hope that they would have the opportunity like we do. You know, and we don't take that, you know, we're all so ungrateful. We don't think about that, you know. So the main subject of this episode is I want everyone to go out and go into your community and make a change. I'm going to start. Hashtag make a change. Everyone that I hope was watching this episode, please, if you want, mentally, or if you want to write it down, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, hashtag make a change. And I hope, and I believe that's a hashtag already, but yeah, hashtag make a change, and join the millions across the world that are attempting to make a change. You know, as it's something, and it, you know, it's not, okay, go out and do the hashtag. It's not the purpose of what I'm explaining here. The purpose is for us to step up, and I wanted to be as vocal as possible on this, because, you know, something as great and something as heavy, and, you know, it's something we have to address. That's something I do want to say, and we have to address, because we have to love, and that's it. That's all this nation needs and what the world needs, you know. Just even if I start by not being so angry with the people around me, having different emotions towards others, that makes a big difference and a big change. A huge change. Because it starts, if it's not you, then who will carry on that job? Who will do it? So you start. Start by yourself. And then others will see, you know, and believe. Another thing I was addressing in the last episode. Have faith. Believe. Believe that you can make a change. Believe that I can make a change. Believe we can all make a change. Believe this nation that is said by our founding fathers that is indivisible. Believe that this nation will continue to be indivisible. Because slowly it is being divided. We can undivide it. We can all be united. you know. Different events like this, different circumstances like this, you know, sometimes unites us, but it shouldn't take for circumstances like this to unite us, you know. Go out and, you know, this nation should be indivisible. You know, we can't let, like I said in the last episode, we can't let a party label divide us. Little things like that divide us. And we can't. We have to be united. Join your local community. Learn more about your neighbors around you. If it takes making a party, huge party with a block party, go ahead. Find a way to unite your community. And then slowly find a way to unite the nation. Because if it starts with you and one person, if it starts with you and your neighbor or family or cousin, loving each other and not hating, and then build up on that, we can have an indivisible nation. We can be united. That is what I wanted to address in the second episode. Hashtag make a change. Make sure that message gets across. As well as text everyone. I have a challenge, all right? I know, a challenge, right? I have a challenge. Go into all your contacts, all right? Send a message to every single one of your contacts, please. And send the message, hashtag make a change. We have to be united in this nation and not let different party lines, ideas, gender, religion, you know, all those things divide us. And let us make a change so we can stop the hate, the anger that's happening not only in this nation but across the world. And there's something as small as our community, if we start there, we can grow out and branch out into the nation and then eventually across the world. That is my message. So we've reached the end of the second episode of David's Talk Show. I am so happy that we are here right now, that I'm even creating a second episode. Like I said in the beginning, make sure to visit Spotify and all, visit my talk show here on Spotify, and make sure to keep staying tuned in, as soon I will have and be inviting guests to join me in this talk show and to join the different opinions and to have different perspectives on the things that we talk about, that I talk about here. You know, and like I said in the beginning, hashtag make a change, united. And that is my message for today. Signing off, this is David's Talk Show.